NY4G, W4DJW. NY4G, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 300 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. And tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. But before we do that, we're going to recognize our pre-net check-ins, Echolink check-ins, and brand new amateur radio operators. So starting with pre-net check-ins, we have W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest. KI4KCX, that's Jerry in Gray Court. KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KQ4NHB, that's Danny in Greenville. AA4GH, that is Gus, and he is in, let me see where Gus is. I have to make sure I get it right. He's in Punta Gorda, Florida this evening. W2T, that's Rusty over in Moore. N4JRB, that's Jim in Greer. KD4IOX, that's Leon in Hendersonville. K4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Bring with him KQ4JSK, that's Kim in Asheville. KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. And KQ4OJW, that's Daniel in Seneca. Let me just do a refresh and make sure we didn't have any others come in. We did not. Well, now we're going to go to the Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Monday night Net Control operator, KO4JKV. That's Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Sounding good across Echolink this evening, Duncan. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. Okay, that brings us to any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure about what the protocol is, would like to check in, but just not sure about the protocol. Just go ahead and throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, it doesn't appear as though we have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, but we will keep trying that as they're doing training sessions and testing sessions all the time. Tonight is Tuesday night, so we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter in your suffix that begins with an I through an L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4, we thank you for picking the net up tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bringing with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Do appreciate you being here with us, and tell Miss Donna we said hello. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Probably a lot of people out there watching the Super Tuesday results. That's what I was doing before the net. Let's see. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4TJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, all being negative and negative.
Texas, Quebec, Katie Simpsonville. We'll be here to do a roll call. So if anything anybody needs, wants me, I'll be here to get the messages.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday night. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. KF4NXY, NXY, that's David. He's bringing with him AF4SX, that's Miss Marie. They're over in southern Greenville County or Possum Kingdom. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello and hope the birds are doing well. And W4NTQ, that is Eddie over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you staying, hanging around to the end of the roll call, Eddie. And good to have you with us on this evening's net. Do we have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move the pointer up one to the Quebec Through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Battle CW on time, Dave. Please check in N0TR, November 0. Tango Romeo, my name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. And good evening to all, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Any name, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Rima, Golf, Kilo 4, QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll
be
man of a man. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
For TJQ, Net Control, if you would check me in, please. Johnny and Campobello, and I'll be negative and negative.
Net Control, if you will, please check in KD4SRR, that's Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Robert down here in Joanna, the Wild Kingdom. I'll be negative myself in the comfy chair.
Kilo 4, ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Good to hear you tonight. Thank you for calling that.
Okay, and I control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That is Tom over here in Greer. Good to have you with tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And sorry to interrupt your CW, but glad that we were able to do so. And KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's over in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. You're sounding good. KO4TJQ, that is Johnny in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Hope you're having a great Tuesday evening. And KD4SRR, that's Robert in the comfy chair. And Joanna, good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Was there another station wanting to check in? Go ahead. Okay, that's going to bring us to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Oscar 4, Yankee
4,
Hotel Yankee, Maria.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim over in Berea. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Your signal's strong, but your audio is weak. Just wanting to let you know, just so you're aware of it. You might already be, but you don't know unless somebody tells you. Let's see, it's going to go ahead now and bump it up to the Alpha through Delta group. Session with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Sounds like the Alpha through Delta group might be glued to the TV. Echo through Hotel, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HK. That's Patrick. I'm up here.
4DJW. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
For Tango, WA4HNT. My name is Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November Alton, ALTON. And I'll be listening, but negative and negative.
Hey, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday, getting ready for a better Wednesday, even though it's going to be kind of slushy tomorrow. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor. Sounding good tonight, Gene. Appreciate you being with us. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And W4HNT, that's Alton in Pendleton. Good to have you with us tonight, Alton. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJ.
W. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, good evening to you, Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. Just now getting in from our club meeting. It lasted a little long. I don't know who's calling that tonight. But nevertheless, I'm back home now and checking in with you guys. And this is James, KK4JFO. James down here up on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
Oh, please check in Kilo, Quebec. Or Oscar, Victor, Kilo, Tony, and Granville out on the mobile.
For DJW. Kilo, Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform. This is Ken in Greenville. On an HT and a brand new homemade Yagi antenna.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that was really good group, and I did have a problem with one call myself. So if you did check in and I don't call you back, be sure and recheck with me because I did get one of them a little bit tangled up, I think. But I think I got it straightened out. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy in southern Greenville County. Good to have you. It's night, Tommy. You sounding good. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you. It's night, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And people, be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday night at 8 o'clock if you can. He has a net on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he'd appreciate you being there, and I'm sure you would enjoy that net as well. KK4JFO, that's James, who just got in from the club meeting. Good to have you with me, James. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday evening. And KQ4NLU, that's Ken in Greenville. Good to have you with me, Ken. Appreciate you being there. KQ4OAS, that's Robert in Piedmont. Appreciate you being there, Robert. And KQ4OJX, that's Michael in Pickens. Good to have you with me, Michael. Appreciate everybody that's checked in there. And if I got anybody wrong, or any other stations all the way through the alphabet. Would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Oh, we've got another Echolink station. Let's go ahead and pick up that Echolink station, then we'll get back to the RF stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Net control locked. Recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen over in Greenwood. Stephen, your audio, just to let you know, your audio is pretty garbled. You might want to check in over there with the test server just to make sure you got it straightened out. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's pretty garbled. But I know it's you, so I've got you checked in. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. November Yankee 4 Golf. Name's Ariel. Location's Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for picking up the net tonight, Dave. I started grading homework and I just realized it is Tuesday today. Thanks.
Again, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Victor, Kilo, Tawny, and Greenville. Negative and negative. 73s.
Control. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ 4, BKI Jack, Rocky Osaka Line. Y'all have a great one. 73.
Please go ahead and check in. WW4GET. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, Matthew, Northern Pickens County, near Table Rock. No traffic tonight.
Okay, net control lock recognize NY4G, that is Ariel. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Ariel, no problem. As long as we can pick it up, that's what's important. Appreciate you being there and hope you get those papers graded. KQ4OVK, that's Anthony in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Anthony. Hope you're doing well. KJ4BKI, that's Jack in Rock Hill. Sounding good from Rock Hill this evening, Jack. Appreciate you being there. And WW4JET, that's Matthew in Pickens. Good to have you as night, Matthew. Appreciate you taking time to log in this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the net? Call W4DJW. One last call all the way through the alphabet if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Stephen in Greenwood. Now you can officially check me in with clear audio. KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood.
Okay, Stephen, that did the trick. Sounds good. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Appreciate you being there. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to call, check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the former portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we would have begun the rag chew portion of the net, but we don't have any rag chewers this evening, so I'm just going to check one more time, A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4, NCI Mobile. Stationary Mobile. Pickens. Negative and negative, but you may not know ZEW proper, the one to ask, but that is going to happen in the spring. Still got any idea when that'll be?
You talking about the radio rally, radio rally, Andy?
Up at the question part. You got any idea?
Yeah, all your questions can be answered if you go to the brars.cc website. On the brars.cc website under repeaters, I believe it is. I'm going there right now. Under the brars.cc, there's a club news. It's the second menu item on the main menu strip across the tab. The first one is about us. The second one is club news. Under club news, it's the last menu item. It's 2024 Upstate Radio Rally. If you click on that, the date to be held on April the 20th, 2024, at River Bend Equestrian Center, and then price and what they're going to be doing and what the layout looks like and all of the different events and the prizes and all that are listed under that. So Breyers.cc is the website. Club News, Upstate Radio Rally, the 20th of April. Andy, anything else, Andy?
I just hadn't been to that part of it right recently. Last time I was there, it didn't say that. That's all I was wondering about. I hadn't been to that part of it right recently enough, obviously. Go ahead, W4DJW, KI4LZI Mobile.
Well, we do appreciate you asking, Andy, because if you're curious, there are plenty of other people that are curious, too, and the more we can get the word out there, the better. So appreciate that. Thank you, Control. I'd like to recognize KI4LZI, that's Andy, mobile in Pickens. Be careful on the mobile there, Andy, and we do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. One last call, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
AW. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Amy, all on the net.
Okay, Net Control like to recognize KI4DOS Gary. That's our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things SwapNet. He's bringing with him K3JOI. That's Miss Joy there over in Easley. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, Gary, and you are the next one up on the stump. So call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KI4DOS. Well, Dave, that was quick. We had a good day over here today. Can't complain about anything. Beautiful day outside. Got a little cloudy, and it spit a few little drops of rain. I had to go out and do some errands. I had to run over to the optical lab, or the optical center over there. Joy had some new contacts that she had to order, and they called and said they were in, so I went over there and picked those up. Went by the impact center over there and did our thing over there a little bit. But just enjoyed the day. Got out there and played with the big dogs a little bit. And that puppy out there, the little black, she's not little, the black German Shepherd we got. I don't know what she weighs, Dave, but she is strong as an ox.
Well, Gary, that's when they're the most fun to be playing with. I remember I used to roll in the yard, get grass all over me, and just run out through the yard and wrestle with them and roll in the yard with them. And mine probably weighed as much as I did back then. But they're a lot of fun. I enjoy those dogs. You can have a good time playing with them in the yard. And they love that, too.
I do enjoy that, along with all kinds of other things. Oh, gosh, I hadn't really done a whole lot other than, like I said, run a few errands and do a few things today, Dave, but I got all that taken care of, and of course, getting ready for the wet Wednesday. Got where it rains in the middle of the week, I don't know why, but it does, but that's okay, we'll deal with that. I'd love for it to quit raining for just, about 3 days or maybe four, so I can get out there and get my garden spot tilled up. You know, I'm not going to plant it on Good Friday. Oh, by the way, there's 14 days to spring. I just have to remember that. But I want to get my garden turned so I can get it ready to be planted.
Well, I'm with you there on hunting for some clear days. I was wanting to get some outside work done, too, some pressure washing. House needs a little pressure washing. It needs a little bit of painting here and there, too. And the driveway and the sidewalk and the front porch, they all need some pressure washing. They're in bad need of that. So I was going to start it today, but I can't do all that in a single day. It takes about, like you said, about 3 days to get all that done. So I'm looking for a window similar to the window you're looking for, Gary.
Sometimes it doesn't really make me mad. It irritates me a little bit. I can do everything I used to be able to. I just can't do it all at one time like I used to. I have to break it up a little bit now. And where I used to get out there and do all the yard work, you know, the weed eating and cutting the grass and all that stuff in one day. It takes me a week to do it now, but that's okay. I got plenty of time.
That's the upside of getting old. After you retire, you got plenty of time. It does take you longer to do it, but you got plenty of time for it. And I enjoy it, too. I enjoy doing that. And the more you do, you know, the better you feel. The less you do, the worse you feel. So there's that, too.
I remember Ray telling me, kind of made an announcement on the net several different times, you know. He said, when you get to retirement age, don't sit down. You know, keep on moving. And he said, because if you sit down, you ain't going to last long. So I'm trying to stay as active as I can. Like I said, it sometimes it takes me a little longer to do what I used to do in a hurry, but I don't have to be in a hurry anymore. And I look at it this way. If I'm able to do something today, I'll do it. And if not, if I don't get to it till tomorrow, it won't matter. And if tomorrow don't come, it won't matter anyway.
Well, I try to maintain that same kind frame of mind, but sometimes old habits are hard to break. Sometimes I get in a hurry, and then I have to remind myself, you don't have to hurry. You don't have to do that. I don't know if you ever catch yourself doing that, but sometimes that old self slips back in there, Gary.
I find myself doing that just about every day. You know, I'll start a project and say, well, you know, I need to go ahead and get this finished up. And then no, you don't. Just let it wait. It'll be there tomorrow when you wake up, if you wake up. So I do that almost on a daily basis. Not every day, but it's awfully close, it seems like. I've always been active, and you've always been active, and it's hard for us to curtail our activities a little bit, but it's what we have to do, and it's just better for us. But the main thing is, don't sit down and not do anything.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy up in Minnesota. They're wanting some little tweaks on that amp I was working on. I was talking to him, and he said, are you busy? And I said, well, I got a few things going on. And he said, yeah, okay, that's good. That sounds business as usual. But he's older than me. He's probably a little bit older than you. I think he's 74. And he stays busy, too, all the time, right? So that's a good thing. That's healthy. As long as you got plenty of projects to work on, plenty of stuff to do, that makes life all that much better because you hang on to your health a little bit longer.
And like I said, I'm trying to stay as active as I can. You know, I mean, I used to enjoy climbing towers and stuff like that. I still enjoy playing, you know, putting up antennas or helping do that. But I made Joy a promise that I wouldn't climb towers anymore. So I don't climb towers anymore. But I do miss it sometimes. I'll be honest about that. And I got all the junk to do it with, but, you know, maybe I'll part with that stuff one of these days. I don't know. But, Dave, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a good net going. Hopefully there'll be some more folks come in there, and it's past the bottom of the hour now. And let them come on in here and get checked in with you. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. I hope y'all have a great day tomorrow, whether it's raining or sunshining. Just enjoy the day. We'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. W4DJW.net, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary. Well, it's good talking to you. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of that. And do tell Miss Joy that we said hello as well. And you guys enjoy tomorrow. Stay dry if you can. don't try to get out there and get in the wet. Just enjoy retirement. Those are enjoyment days when it rains. You got a good excuse to stay inside. Anyway, take care. Appreciate you hanging around. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. And Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. The name's Colin. I'm located in Middle Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, net control, like to recognize W4CWF, that is Colin in Mill Springs, North Carolina. Sounding good from Mill Springs this evening. Colin, appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
WK4ROW, I got a question. Do you Dave?
Go ahead, Richard.
You remember, once upon a time on the club's website, there was a place you could go to there, and you could listen to K4SUG tell you about the history of the club. Is that recording available anywhere? I can't find it anymore, and I didn't know if there was some place I could go to and maybe get a copy of it or whatever. I wish I'd done it when I could.
It's not on this website. This is a rebuild of the old website. So we did move over to another server, and we used a new format when we moved over to the other server. And I have not seen it. I mean, it might be on this one, but if it is, I don't know. So what I'll do, Richard, is I'll ask Tyler if it's anywhere on there. And if it is not, then I'll have him find a home for it, and I'll give him a link that he can put in there that will play it. And we'll get it up there. There's little things like that we don't know that are missing. It's good if you ask about them, Richard, because that'll inspire us to, you know, a lot of those places on that old website never got used ever. But if there is a place that you used to use and you want that back, then we can restore that. So I'll get with Tyler on it, and as soon as we get a link out, the next time I talk to you, I'll let you know about that. Or if you want to just check on the website every now and then, I'm not sure where he would put it. I leave all that stuff up to him. He's really good at organizing the website. But we'll get it up there, and we'll get it to you so that you can. I'm pretty sure I still have the recording, so I'm pretty sure we can restore it, Richard.
I really appreciate that. It's that's one of those things that's just really unique. And I started listening to this repeater back in the early 70s. When I went to work with Southern Railway, and Bill Gregory was working there, and one year Bill got a Wilson walkie-talkie, as he calls it. Santa Claus brought that to him, and we could listen to the net sometimes at night when at supper time. Anyway, I'd like to get a copy of it if I could. That's just, you know, somebody else might not care. I just one of those things for me. But I appreciate you do what you do. Let me know. And thank you for all you do. K4RW.
Okay, Richard. Well, where we put it, you will be able to download it. You'll be able just to listen to it if you want to, or you have the option to save it to your hard drive. So you'll have both options. Just listen to it there. And I go back and listen to it. Sometimes it's hard to listen to it sometimes because, you know, a lot of emotions come out when you listen to that. But I know why you want to listen to it. I get it 100%. So it'll be to where you can listen to it off the server, or you can download it, either one.
Well, you know, I kind of wish I'd learned earlier in life, but I didn't. But it's awful nice sometimes if you can go back and listen to someone's voice that's not here anymore, and you can't talk to them, but I'm saying, I would have really loved to have more of my dad's voice if I could ever find it, but I didn't. But anyway, thank you, and I'll let you go get off K4OW.
All right, Richard, and we appreciate you asking for that, too, because, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of other people out there that are listening that when that goes up, they're going to want to listen to it. And we may even put that out there. I think we used to have Nathan do that, his grandson. We used to have Nathan put that out there once a year at least. So we'll see if we can get back in that group. We appreciate it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Yeah, 4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
Have a quick informal with K4ROW, Richard.
Go right ahead. Call your station.
K4ROW, KI4DOS.
K4ROW.
You got to talking about Bill Gregory, and I just wanted to see if you remembered those hats that he used to wear. He had summer hats and winter hats. Do you remember those?
I'm trying to remember, but he just kind of had a cap sometimes. But I mean, if he wasn't at work, he'd have kind of a, I don't know what you call it, a cat hat or whatever. He'd wear those, and I'm trying to think.
He had the winter caps and the summer caps. They were real thin and narrow looking, and the top had a little snap on it that would snap onto the bill of the cap. Now, like I said, he had some that were I don't know. They looked like they were made out of wool or something of that nature. You know, the herringbone type material. He'd wear those heavy ones in the wintertime, and in the summertime, he'd wear the real lightweight ones.
Yeah, I got you. I've got a photograph of him laying on my desk the other day. I found the other day somebody took it at a retiree meeting. It was him and David Peart's granddaughter. You don't know who I'm talking about, I don't think. But anyway, yeah, I do remember those hats. I sure do. And there was another guy out there, L.D. Cole. He had his own special straw hats. There are a few characters out there like that.
Well, I thought you might remember those caps. Bill Gregory gave me one of his summer caps, and I've got it here. And one of these days, I'll wear it over to your house and let you see it. I'm sure it'll bring back some old memories. But thought I'd ask you about that since you brought old Bill up. I think about him often, but I hadn't really thought about it a whole lot here lately. And until you until you said his name, and I thought I'd throw that out there at you. Just reminiscing a little bit there, Richard. K4ROW, KI4DOS.
KI4LZ, I'm Mobile. I'm just curious to know what was his call sign.
The first time I got my ham license was about 1964-5. I mean, I was just a kid, really. And I got messing around with CB radios, and I had a school teacher that was a ham, and he brought his radio to class one day. And the bug bit me, and it was on then. I was up at Greenville Junior High School, and my teacher was Mr. Paul Wright. I can't remember his call sign right off the bat. And anyway, did the CB thing, and went down to, got to know, the folks that ran Granville Radio down there on South Main over. And went down there and got my novice license. But But then I messed around and didn't renew it. Of course, it lasted a year, and that was it. And then I went to work down there at the railroad, met Bill, and he was a ham, and he liked ham radio and bluegrass music. And we had a lot of things in common, and I messed around and stayed interested in radio, but didn't get licensed again until 2002. And I went up to Asheville to AB Tech, and old Norm Harrell was up there. And I passed my test, and then came back the next month down to Greenville and got my general license, and been that way ever since. But anyway, that's all I got. I appreciate it. K4OW.
Okay, Richard. Well, we appreciate that. Reminiscent is that got me thinking about some of the hams that I knew from way back then too. Are you still there, Andy?
Sure, but I'm about to get out here. But I'll hang around in here long enough to hear. Okay,
Andy, I just wondered if you remember Jim and Jan Witted. I don't know what his call sign was. I was a little young when my dad, he was one of my dad's good friends who flew helicopters when I was just a kid. And they were both amateur radio operators. That's how they knew each other. He lived down the road from, what's his name? I can't remember it right off the moment. He was on the radio quite a bit. Jim Witted and his wife's name was Jan. She taught a little league and they were on probably around the same time my dad used to be on this repeater. Did you know him?
I do better with the call signs. Then I can come up with all kinds of call signs, but the names of everybody I'm not so great with. But the call signs, I can inform you of some call signs on this repeater from the late 70s and the early 80s, but some of them I knew the name, some I didn't, but the call sign's what really stuck with me. So on that particular one, I can't remember, because I don't remember the call sign. But there's all kinds of them that used to be here that never knew me, because I wasn't licensed, but I knew them from monitoring this repeater a long time ago. J-I-4-L-C-I Mobile.
Okay, Andy. Well, I'll see if I can find the call sign, see if I can run that by you. I don't know if I'll do some Google searches and see if I can find the call sign. Anyway, appreciate it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, it's Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, Bob over here in Piedmont. I haven't been on in the last several weeks, a lot of stuff going on. But I just came up to the shack and turned the radio on for a second while I was finishing some stuff up and heard all this reminiscing, and I must say it's quite enjoyable. So anyway, check me in tonight, Dave, and talk to you soon. Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, clear.
Okay, net control, like to recognize AA1RD. That's Bob in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Bob. You slid in under the wire. But we do better late than never. Appreciate you being here. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Appreciate you calling the net, or should I say the memory lane net, it seems like it's turned into. Check in November 4, Delta Mike Echo and 4 DME. Paul and Alpha Alpha 4 Quebec Sierra, A4QS, that's Don. We're both of you on the west banks of Lake Hurl. And I ain't been to the new website or anything yet, but something, you know, since I've been in the hobby for a number of years and have got to meet a lot of people over there in that organization that's, I don't think, around any longer. It might be a good idea maybe to put for people that collect photographs or, you know, like we used to do back in the days, to still have pictures, to put a photo gallery up of a long time ago, you know, maybe from when the club started, if anybody's got pictures from the original club from the get-go all the way up till today. So I think a photo gallery of, you know, past and present and maybe future members or whatever, net controllers, you know, whatever the case may be or how you want to group it, put a photo gallery together.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4DME. That's Paul bringing with him AA4QS. That's Donald. They're in the west banks of the Hartwell River or Hartwell Lake at the Toccoa, Georgia exit. Good to have you with us tonight, Paul. Yeah, we used to have that on the old website. We had Hamfest pictures, field day pictures, a photo roster of everybody over different years, and some pictures that went all the way back to the early 60s. From when the repeater was up, when the club was built, but they didn't have a repeater. That was pretty cool, those pictures. I'll see if I can still find those. I think I did find those one time and I packaged them up, but I don't think they ever got carried through to the new website. So maybe we can get that on there. I do remember us getting into a size limitation. When you start getting into pictures like that, you start getting into heavyweights on the volume of the pictures and the space used on the server, so we just have to be careful with that. But appreciate that suggestion, Paul. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. Andy's still out there. Andy, Bill Gregory's call sign was K4VCA. K4VCA. This is K4OW Alpha.
Doesn't sound like Andy may have stepped out of the car. He said he was getting close to his destination. But Bill has checked in with me, and I do have the opportunity to play back his voice over the air when he checked in. Here's him checking into a net with me in the past.
K4VC.
Is that as you remember it, Richard?
He was quite a gentleman. He was a friend I had, and I don't mind telling anybody, he was like a best buddy, a big brother, and a daddy all wrapped up in one. I never had a friend like him.
Yeah, that's good. I know what you're talking about. I've got quite a few of those myself that are really, really good friends. You'll never forget them. I remember Steve up there in South Dakota coming down here and falling asleep on the couch while I was working. A really, really good friend. Very comfortable when you're around him. Anyway, appreciate that, Richard. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KI4DOS Gary will be running the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and the swap net. You don't want to miss that. Be sure and check in with him tomorrow night. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.